Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbeam, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are five-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday. All right.
Let's get into the show.
This is the part of the show that we love. This is DMs. Slide into the DMs. My first one.
Whoa. DMs. That's fan mail. That's how our fans communicate with us.
I mean, normally it's text. We're getting old, let's be honest.
Yeah.
No one slides into the DMs and texts us something. It's or messages us something. It's normally over text, but.
But. You want to hear from our fans? We want to hear from our fans.
I do.
Please DM us.
Okay.
You want to go first?
I do.
You want to read the first one?
This first one comes from T-Money in West Seattle. His question is, and I feel like this should be like, ding, you know, like a DM.
Like
is that what you get?
It's AOL.
You got mail. you got mail.
No one uses that anymore.
All right. What are the chances Garrett Cole or Steven Strasburg decide to return home and sign with the SoCal team?
That's a good question.
Do you have an answer? Do you want me to get into mine?
They're both West Coast boys.
Both
Southern California boys. I think there's a good chance.
I absolutely do as well. So if you look at this, abstract this as, all right, Cole went to UCLA.
Yeah.
The direct translation is the Dodgers.
Yes.
Strasburg went to San Diego State, hoped to get in Stanford. The direct translation is?
Padres.
Okay. Let me tell you why it might alter a little bit. And it's only altering with Garrett Cole. So Garrett Cole came out, was drafted by the Yankees.
Out of high school.
He said, no, I'm going to go to UCLA. Became an acclaimed pitcher. He played at Orange Lutheran High School in Orange County. What does that scream? Anaheim. He's got the Mickey Mouse ears on. Mike Trout's recruiting him. Here's what I think happens. Garrett Cole has already said, see you to the Astros.
He said goodbye on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm gone. So here's what happens. Mike Trout says, come. We need pitchers. I'm the best player in baseball. You're from here. Your family's here. I'll give you a little cut of my salary to attract him, a la TB12. A lot like Tom Brady.
He's going to restructure his deal.
Come on over, Cole. We'll give you a big signing bonus. He doesn't want to go to the East Coast. We all know the Yankees are going to have the most money, but I don't think that's an attraction to him. The nice beaches and sunny skies of LA.
That's why I live here.
Which is why we're here in Hermosa, are the main attraction to him.
Okay, I can see that happening.
Strasburg coming off MVP of the World Series, lightly recruited out of high school, went to a small high school, Santee High School in San Diego County, went undrafted. But hoping to get into Stanford, didn't have it up here.
Academically. Okay. Careful with that.
So what does he do? He goes to San Diego State and gets coached by?
Tony Gwynn.
From?
San Diego.
Ooh.
Padres.
Connecting the dots here. So here's my thing. Similar to Trout, he wants to come home, and we got Machado with a big fat contract.
Yeah.
Does the same thing. Machado says, come on, we need a pitcher, we need an ace. He's a free agent. Come on over. Strasburg with the pods. Then we got Garrett Cole with the Angels.
I can see that.
T-Money, there's your answer, my friend.
I like that.
Let's go.
Should we get in the next one?
Absolutely.
We got Drew from Arizona. He says, why does LA need two football teams when they can't support one? Wow, shots fired.
Quick answer, no one goes to Chargers games. We've already seen that. About 80% of the fans that do show up at that games are for the opposing team.
Yes.
To be honest, LA didn't have a team up until 2 years ago, or was it three?
Let's say two and a half.
And it's like the Chargers, I feel like, are in that series where they move home from college and they have to have a place to stay, so they go to their parents before they get a job.
Okay. So you're comparing the StubHub Center
to living at home. To my parents' basement. It's that bad. Let's be honest. What's your take?
The StubHub Center, yes, it's like living at home with your parents. I think LA can support two teams. They support two NBA teams, two MLB teams. It's the second largest market in the U.S. The stadiums, it's just too hard to get to. You got to go all the way downtown to get to the Coliseum, or you got to go to San Pedro to get to the Chargers game and stay with Ben's parents to actually see a football game. But the problem is solved. There's a brand new stadium coming next year. It's geographically placed in Inglewood, where there's 20 million people within a small radius. It's easier to get to the stadium. The fans will come out and support a winner. LA's got a winner. LA's on the up. Two teams. That's why we support two teams.
I'm going to give you an assignment.
Okay.
When you're in London,
yeah,
report back. Wear this at least one day.
All right.
I'm going to see how many questions you get asked.
Okay.
Are the Chargers coming? You should say yes. I'm an international scout. I'm looking for players. You've taken down seven pints of Guinness, and it looks like you bench pressed 280. You want to play on the team?
I'm actually Melvin Gordon. I just cut the dreads, so I could be incognito on this trip.
All right, number two for me. This comes from Bounds in Mount Si via Queen Anne. Let's take Urban Meyer out of the mix here.
Okay.
Who is the next coach of the USC Trojans football team?
No Urban. On our pod earlier this week, you said Herm Edwards.
I like the idea of Herm, but I did a little bit of research. So the new AD, Mike Bohn, he's out of Cincinnati. You look at USC, and they're a mess. And when I say a mess, there's a lot going on behind the curtain.
If I pay enough, can my daughter go to college?
As long as she was an extra in Full House. Everyone could get on board. Anyone can be a Trojan.
If you pay enough.
Exactly. Water polo bribes. $1.25 million. The head coach of the water polo team took home $1.25 million before the FBI or someone came in and investigated him. Water polo.
Really?
There's a lot of money at USC.
I chose the wrong sport.
Shout out to Dylan Neat. Racketeering charges in the women's soccer team. Basketball coaches are taking bribes, manila envelopes in their back of their car, or whatever you want to say. If I'm Mike Bohn, the next coach has to be squeaky clean.
Okay.
Background checks. He's sitting there going through, have you ever eaten anything that's non-dairy, type thing, with a lie detector test. You're judged, you as an AD, if I'm the AD.
Yeah.
You're judged by who you hire.
True. That's why, right? Lynn Swan's gone.
Yes. Lynn, you hired the wrong people, my friend. All right. So what I will say.
Who are you going with?
The answer, James Franklin.
From Penn State?
From Penn State. Why? First, he wears khakis.
Okay.
You can always, and Harbaugh might be the, you can always trust a guy in khakis. They're non-pleated. They look good. Flat front. And he's also been coached in similar situations at a private university like Vanderbilt. Now, maybe doesn't have the exposure that, say, USC does, but also has to deal with kind of the alumni base and that they're not public. They don't get a lot of funding. A lot of money has to come from the alumni. Third, you ultimately expand your recruiting base from day one. So Franklin's been at Vanderbilt. He's recruited the South.
Yep.
He's been in the Northeast. And then you bring him West. And USC's name still holds a lot of weight. So for that reason, I think Franklin is your guy. You know why? Fourth reason?
Sure.
He looks a lot like you.
All right.
You may get some autograph requests at the grocery store.
I might be able to slip in there and be the head
coach.
Exactly.
Throw some khakis on.
We need to change those khakis.
James Franklin for Halloween?
Yeah. All right. Number two, from Marty from the Bay Area.
Who's Marty?
Two-part question.
Is that a made-up name?
No, it's real. We only give their first names. We don't give out their identities.
Okay. That just says we don't have real fans.
We have real fans. How do you think the NBA will handle it when the Warriors sign and trade D'Angelo Russell for Giannis next summer? And how many titles do you see the new Warriors nucleus winning with Giannis?
Wow.
The NBA and the Twitter universe is going to go crazy.
Let's go back to what I mentioned earlier. Are there any roots? Does Giannis have any roots? I would have him going back and playing in Greece. Yeah, exactly, before he plays in San Fran.
Him and Curry have the same agent. They're friends, and he wants to play for a winner. And he doesn't want to sit there and
Milwaukee and
eat cheese with Aaron Rodgers.
Cheese curds. Okay, I could see it.
It's happening. Marty, it's a three-peat. You put Clay, Steph, Giannis, Draymond, Jordan Poole, Pascal. It's over. And the NBA.
Wait, Pascal?
Yeah. Villanova. Rookie. He's taking the NBA by storm right now.
I don't know about that.
Three-peat. Starting next year. Next summer.
What's their record currently?
Well, it's not very good right now.
Pretty poor.
Three of their best players are hurt.
Here's my thing about the Warriors, and we talked about this a little bit. I think Steve Kerr, as a coach, is good.
Okay.
But I also think a lot of the talent that's been on that team has overcome some of his coaching shortcomings. So
we don't even know if he has shortcomings.
Well, I think we're seeing it now.
It's a little unfair. Your three best players are hurt. You could coach them. Phil Jackson, he had all-stars and Hall of Famers every time he stepped out there to coach.
Are the Golden State Warriors the Knicks of 5 years past?
No.
No? They're better than that?
Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to McG in Maple Valley. Question. This is in your jurisdiction.
Okay.
If L.A. doesn't turn the Clippers, or doesn't turn L.A. into a Clippers town, when or if they win the finals, does Ballmer move the team to Seattle?
Well, I think they're going to win this year, so they're staying, McG. Next question.
Permanent residence. Here's my take. It's an interesting one, too, because you look at Ballmer, he pushed all his chips in. Yeah. He said, I'm going to make this team a winner. I'm going to make them relevant in this market, which is tough, especially when you look at the Lakers, who have 16 championship banners up at Staples Center.
Yeah. And they have two Taylor Swift banners, most sold-out concerts. What up, T-Swift?
So if you look at the Staples Center like stack ranking, you got the Lakers, T-Swift, and the Clippers. So here's my thing. So he pushes all his chips and he says, okay, I'm going to play the game. Jeannie Buss looks at him and says, all right, I'll push all mine in. I'm going to go get Anthony Davis via LeBron.
Yeah.
Both are competing for mind share and also wallet share in L.A. I mean, this town has, like you said, a ton of people in it. 20 million, what do you say, from Inglewood? The Clips are trying to build something. They're also being stopped by Dolan. Here's what I think happens. If after this year there isn't movement, one, on a new arena for the Clips, and they don't win the championship, I think that snowballs into Kawhi is eligible to leave.
Yeah.
He can opt out after next year. If he does that, I don't think PG's always been somewhat of a secondary player to most.
Whoa. PG. Last year, he was almost MVP.
He was almost MVP, but what I'll say, he's always been
he was number one in the player in Indiana. I'm cutting holes through your
story. You are. But they also had Danny Granger. Where I'm going with this is, I don't think you're as attractive with just PG as you are with Kawhi and PG.
Correct.
If you get, and I even asked you today, how many of this town, of LA, how many people are actually Lakers fans versus, and you said what?
I said 80% probably.
80%. So trying to make that shift when you have those 16 banners already up, you got LeBron who's relevant, you got AD who's relevant. I mean, you don't spend $2 billion on something and expect.
Why is McG trying to steal one of our teams?
No,
let's take OKC and move them to Seattle.
Easy. Easy.
Or Memphis. Problem solved.
Clips. How much have you spent on Clips gear?
A lot. A hat here.
So it's apparent to me that Ballmer wants to be visible, or he has been visible more than as recent in trying to make the Clippers a winner. My theory, if Kawhi, one, they don't win the championship this year.
Yeah.
Kawhi goes to load balancing the entire next year and doesn't play. I could very easily see Ballmer bringing the team back to Seattle The Key Arena has already been lifted. Things are happening.
I disagree. The reason why they got Kawhi and Paul George is because the team is in L.A. They wouldn't have gone to Seattle.
But that's a lot of money. We can take them to Seattle. It's nice up there.
All right. I'm a free agent. You can sign me.
All right. What's your last DM?
Last question. It's a three-person question. Another one from Arizona. We got a lot of fans in Arizona. Caden, Kaya, and Colin from Gilbert, Arizona. What is the future of the Phoenix Suns?
Bright. Dun dun.
Well, the Suns started off fast. 5-2 start. They beat the Sixers. They beat the Warriors, who are beaten down and horrible according to Big Ben. They also beat the Clippers. And with Devin Booker and Aiden, he's suspended. And your boy Aaron Baines, it's looking good.
So AB is should be up. He's Aussie.
Aussie.
Oi. So he, from WSU, he's the best Coug player now in the NBA.
Currently playing.
I will say this. I've been distracted, right, by the Pac-12. But at this point, just statistically, Aaron Baines, I think, is plus 10 when he's on the court.
He's did well. The Celtics are going to miss him.
The Celtics may miss him down the stretch. Yeah. I mean, the guy, what does he do? Rebounds well.
Plays D.
He's intelligent. He doesn't foul, make stupid fouls. AB for MVP.
Wow.
That's what I got. So back to the question, though. Sun's future is bright, not to make a pun.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Aiton's been out.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Suspended. And they're still winning.
When he comes back, I think between the Diamondbacks, the Cardinals, and the Suns, Arizona's looking for someone to ride. Yeah. And if the Suns can continue to win, I think that's going to impact a lot of what you see out of Booker, contracts in the future. I think he was the ninth fastest player to, I want to say, 20,000 points. Is that correct?
I think it was like 2,000.
2,000?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
20,000 isn't either.
somewhere in the middle. But regardless, I think the future for the Suns is bright.
I do too. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. They're playing well, but the West is too packed. I think they got to do a couple things this offseason. They did sign Rubio. I think they're going to end up in the lottery. They got to get a point guard. They've got Cole Anthony potentially from Carolina. They've got RJ Hampton from New Zealand. And they might get your boy, the best player in the draft, LaMelo Ball.
Really?
So get a point guard, and then I think they got to sign a big man, a four-man. Montrezl Harrell, he comes off the bench for the Clippers. They aren't going to be able to afford him. He's a free agent. You plug him in there with Booker and Aiton and Rubio and LaMelo Ball. The future is bright for the Phoenix Suns.
The future is bright. All right, I like it.